Hello, this is Alastair Hutton with an article by Fiona titled, Is a Change in Vision Affecting Your Driving? In January this year, a 68-year-old man was jailed for 7 years and 4 months following a road collision in Southport in which 2 women pedestrians were killed. The women, aged 79 and 85, were crossing the road when they were struck by a car. They died in hospital the same evening. Later, the driver failed a roadside eye test, and it emerged that he had not notified the DVLA that he suffered from a medical condition that affected his eyesight and his ability to safely drive a vehicle. In a statement released by Merseyside Police, Detective Sergeant Andy Roper said it's been a long and complicated investigation that required detailed analysis of the eyesight records of the driver by an expert optometrist. He concluded the driver's vision was well below the standard required for driving a vehicle, and he had been informed of this on several occasions by opticians and his GP. He chose to ignore this and continued to drive, despite the expert optometrist concluding that his vision without any correction would have been so poor that he would not have managed to see the steering wheel of his vehicle clearly. This was an entirely preventable collision where the decisions made by the driver have resulted in devastating consequences, leaving 2 families grieving and his own life being ruined. This tragedy could so easily have been avoided if the driver had heeded warnings from his GP and opticians. If you have any concerns or questions about your eyesight, they are the professionals to consult. The UK government has published clear guidelines for the standards of vision for driving cars. You must be able to read a vehicle number plate from a distance of 20 metres or 65 feet, which is about 5 car lengths. The eye chart, which we're all familiar with when visiting the optician, and which comprises letters in descending size, is called the Snellen scale. It was invented by a Dutch ophthalmologist, Herman Snellen, in 1862 and remains the most widespread technique for measuring the sharpness of vision. The UK government standards require that you have not been told by a doctor or optician that your eyesight is worse than 6 to 12 on the Snellen scale. This means that you can see at 6 metres what a person with normal vision can see at 12 metres. That is, your central vision is half of normal. Early in 2024, Road Safety Scotland launched a campaign aimed at older drivers as part of Scotland's road safety framework. Their website, Road Safety Scot, gives advice and guidance. They say, as you get older, changes in your vision and other health issues can affect your driving. There are lots of things you can do to continue driving safely, like getting a free NHS eye examination. Changes in your eyesight, slower reaction times, and medications can all affect driving. As a result, you may find you start to avoid driving at night, use the car less, drive shorter distances, and generally avoid motorway driving where possible. If you're used to driving without glasses, then you might not quite realise how much of a difference they can make to your vision when driving. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, RoSPAR, have an eyesight and driving fact sheet on their website at rospar.com. In 2021, they looked at the number of road casualties in the UK which were caused in some way through defective vision. At that time, it was estimated that in the UK, 2,900 casualties were caused by poor driver vision each year. It is important to make sure that whenever you get in a car, you're still able to drive safely. If you do notice changes in your vision, you don't have to wait for your next eye examination. Visit your local optometrist for help and advice. And finally, if you need to wear glasses when driving, then do so. Otherwise, it's an offence which could invalidate your insurance.